Most people are impressed by the other four writings in the New Testament, the four narratives called the Gospels, that are attributed in probable chronological sequence to Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. These four narratives provide a rich collection of Jesus' sayings and deeds as remembered by these communities over a period of decades of oral transmission, who now believed in him as the Lord of creation. That is, they remembered him in light of the resurrection experience. The evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gather these community traditions and put them together in the form of a narrative, telling and retelling the story of Jesus in a manner that instructs their readers in the life of discipleship. This is the distinctive Christian term for an adherent or a follower. And it means, interestingly enough, a learner. A mathetes, a disciple, is somebody who learns. And so these gospel narratives invite readers to picture themselves as Jesus' human followers during his ministry, who are learning from Jesus' words and learning from his example as he moves toward his death. Although using shared traditions, and although Matthew, Luke, and Mark are literally interdependent, they are called the synoptic gospels because they can be put in three parallel columns, so similar are they. Mark probably being the first written around the year 70, and then Matthew and Luke each using Mark in composing their version and employing other traditions as well, probably around the year 85. Despite the shared tradition and despite their literary interdependence, what is remarkable about these accounts is that they give really quite diverse portrayals of Jesus. He is not a cardboard figure, but he is a complex and compelling personality in these four Gospels. In Mark, he appears as an attractive and yet repelling, powerful wonder worker who dies tragically and his followers don't understand him at all. In Matthew, he is the pedagogue, the teacher of the church. In Luke, he is the prophetic person who calls the outcast to share in his life. And in John's Gospel, the strangest of them all, he is a revealer from the God who brings light into the world and reveals that the world that resists God is full of darkness. So although they have much in common, each of these Gospels also has distinctive portrayals. Equally remarkable is the fact that although these Gospels are written from the perspective of faith, that is, they perceive Jesus as the resurrected one, they render Jesus as a first century Palestinian Jew with remarkable accuracy. Our shared last century is one of astounding archaeological discoveries. We have learned more about the world of antiquity than any other humans have ever known. We know more about first century Palestine than anybody has known before us. What is most remarkable is that the more we learn about first century Palestine, the more Jesus' words and deeds make sense within that context. He is unmistakably a Palestinian Jew of the first century. So we have learned in this lecture that Jesus is not the founder of Christianity in an obvious way. He does not create the church, but the church is born out of the experiences and convictions of followers after his death that convince them, and have succeeded in convincing others, that he is not simply a dead guy of the past, but a powerful presence now.